To Ma'am Munch, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you been watching, please?
Well, I realised as I was compiling my notes today that I'm talking about two productions where the protagonist is a woman who has... Essentially, it's kind of following women who, in their dying quests, one who knew she was dying and one who didn't know she was dying. Very different stories, but that's probably the connection, is that they were both quite extraordinary people in their own rights and very obsessed with particular subject matter. The first is a series called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which is a documentary series, six parts, and it's streaming on Neon, which obviously this week has merged with Lightbox, and I've not really had a deep explore into what that has meant in terms of the content, but I have watched this series. So it follows a true crime writer, Michelle McNamara, and her hunt for the Golden State Killer, who is the man responsible for 50 or more home invasion rape cases and 12 murders in California through the 70s and 80s. It was a cold case for a very long time until he was, or the guy known as the Golden State Killer, was arrested in early, I think it was 2018. And the series kind of unfolds as a detective story, but it's told in McNamara's own words, through original recordings that she made, videos and audio recordings, but also excerpts from a book, which is also called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which she wrote and didn't publish before her sudden death in 2016. She died from a medical event in her sleep at an early age, but the book was finished posthumously and has since gone on to be a New York Times bestseller. So McNamara, she was a comedy writer, producer kind of originally, and she had an interest in true crime, and she essentially started out her true crime writing, you know, the kind of murder she wrote career, as a blogger and a citizen detective. She had a really popular blog called True Crime Diaries, which had a great following and drew a lot of acclaim because of the way she wrote, and she had a real focus on the stories of survivors as opposed to that, I guess, glorification of serial killers that was popularised through the 90s, the kind of, you know, John Wayne Gacy's paintings being for sale and going for ridiculous prices at auctions and those sorts of things. She didn't go down that road. She very much took the point of view of the survivors and looked at cold cases that needed to be solved for the benefit of those who had crimes committed against them and their family members. She developed this particular fascination with the Golden State Killer case. Originally, the guy who was this particular criminal originally was known as the East Area Rapist. He was also known as the original Night Stalker. There were various crimes committed in different parts of California, and it took some time before the cops connected these series of crimes into one person, you know, and attributed it to one person, and he still went unfound. In 2013, taking the stuff that she'd done from her blog, she wrote a feature story called In the Footsteps of a Killer for Los Angeles Magazine, and that took a really deep dive into the corner of the internet, which is occupied by these incredible citizen detectives, and it also documented her investigations and findings in the case. That article it actually drew positive attention from the police, who were really impressed by the level of research that she had done, and it also landed her a book deal, which became this novel, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. I think true crime is obviously a really popular genre, and, you know, there's podcasts aplenty and documentaries and films and all the rest of it. I think probably what distinguishes this series is the filmmakers have taken a leaf out of Michelle's own book and have spotlighted the stories of the survivors, whose voice, and also McNamara herself. So those two threads kind of lead the narrative rather than it being dominated by the story of the criminal. And I listened, there's a companion podcast, I listened to one of the episodes, and the director talks about, she made some deliberate choices about how she created some of the dramatic recreations of, when they go back in time and things. It's not that kind of ominous music, a guy with a flashlight from the point of view of the killer. It is very much about setting the scene of normal people living in suburbia and what it is like to have your world violated. So it's an interesting perspective shift, and I think it gives it a really, it might not sound like it, but there's something in the tone of the series which distinguishes it from your kind of average true crime doco. And McNamara's voice is in it throughout, so her empathy and her incredible mind. She had an incredibly investigative mind to the point where the police handed her over like 37 boxes or some incredible number of police files to actually sort through, because they were kind of like, we're stumped, you're really good at this, you've got lots of information, here you go, which is extraordinary, really. And they also had all this access to her husband, who is a well-known comedian, Patton Oswalt, American comedian. I'm a bit weirded out by it, but he kind of handed over to the documentary makers her computer and phone, and they had this kind of treasure trove of personal correspondence and all of her writings and all of her recordings and all of her research. So it's a really full documentary, but it's not scary or exploitative, I think. And obviously this case is still ongoing. There was a pleading hearing recently where the guy pled guilty to a series of the crimes. So it's still ongoing. I think the victim impact statements are coming next month. But the series kind of wraps it up at the point where he was arrested, which was a couple of months after Michelle had passed away, sadly. Look, if you're into true crime, it's worth a watch. And if you're a little bit
over it?
If you're sort of interested but maybe not in the gratuitous stuff, this might be one that's palatable, I guess.
Yeah. Just 3 minutes left to deal with the other one you want to talk to, which is premiering at the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Yes, so this is actually, the premiere is sold out already, which is always a good sign, but there are lots of other cinema screenings. So this is Loimata, the Sweetest Tears, and cinema screenings, and also obviously the festival's a hybrid festival, so it will be available online. This is by local director Anna Marbrook, and it takes us on a journey with her friend Lilo Emma Siopi in a healing journey through the last months of Emma's life. She's a New Zealand-born Samoan who was an ocean-going waka captain, one of the few women in the world who could captain and build ocean-going sailing canoes. And the film takes that theme of exploration and journeying and goes on a... Emma leads her family on a journey of healing. There's been some family trauma in their past, and in her... One of her dying wishes, I guess, is to heal from that trauma. She doesn't go through that healing process on her own. She takes her parents and her siblings along for the journey. So, you know, they go back to the parents' first house in Taihape, where they arrived in 1960, and they were farm workers. And having come from Samoa, where they were landowners and high chiefs, obviously that was a change in circumstance. And they go to the house in Auckland, where this particular incident of abuse happened. And then finally a journey home back to Samoa, where really the emotional climax of the film takes place. They go back to the parental birthplaces and the place Loimata, which is where the grave of Emma's great-grandmother is. So it is very much her, you know, this dying woman's last crusade. I think what struck me about it is its intimacy and the incredible bonds that exist within this family, and how honest they were on camera really comes through and is really amazing. As a palangi, it's a really powerful look at family dynamics and how inner healing, I guess, from past pain and what that looks like in another culture.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tamar Munch. She's speaking of Loimata, The Sweetest Tears, premiering at the New Zealand International Film Festival.